Get on with it. Spare me the agony of waiting for you to spit it out. Or do you plan to sit there?
Now, Edgar. One might almost think you're feeling a little impatient.
Whatever gave you that idea?
Dear me. You become more and more like your daughter every day. Dreadful temper, that one.
You could say it's a family trait. What do you want?
Not even a hello? Not even a how are you?
I think we can dispense with the niceties for now, Kalish. Don't you agree?
I believe I rather miss the old Edgar Armstrong, willing to do anything to claw his way further up the ladder. This Edgar is so uncouth.
What do you want?
Do you remember the night of the Eldridge plot, Edgar?
I don't recall.
You don't? Are you sure? It was a turning point in your career. You went from making tea to playing politics with the big boys. It was, in a way, your defining moment.
Maybe.
Let me see if I can get this right. In the year 2282, you managed to intercept vital information regarding a resistance attack on the Kree Mayoral building. You brought that information straight to me. Does that sound about right so far?
Yes.
When Valerie Eldridge entered the basement to set the structure alight, a group of armed soldiers were ready for her and her husband, taking them prisoner. They were summarily executed. Ringing any bells?
A few.
So you used your past relationship with Valerie to weasel information out of her, only to betray her without a moment's hesitation. And in a way, you are directly responsible for her death. All to get a promotion.
Is there a point to all this?
Of course. These were all reasons I liked you, Edgar. Cold-hearted, ruthless, ambitious. This was how I knew you had what it took to join the big leagues. Or I thought you did.
Perhaps I'm not the man you thought I was.
No, perhaps you aren't. It's a shame, really. You could have been so much. Tell me, Edgar, did you ever bother to find out what happened to Valerie's children?
I assume they were adopted into other families.
Lucy was. Darcy, at 17, was a little too old for such matters, and was sent to a re-education centre in the real desert.
Why should I care what happened to Valerie's daughters? We ended everything long before we left the ships. This has nothing to do with anything.
Wait for the ending. Darcy was later assigned to the RIN Starstrider in the role of medical assistant to the delightful Dr. Leslie Armstrong. She was the perfect agent. Nobody suspected her for a second.
You don't mean... So she was the spy? You put the spy right in with my own daughter!
I thought it might keep you in line. I never for a moment imagined that your ambitions might be swayed by your heart, especially after what you did to poor Valerie, and especially not to save a daughter you've barely spoken to in years.
Well, you thought wrong, didn't you? I care more about Leslie than saving my own skin. You can be certain of that. She already got the message, and she's still alive. She'll beat you. Leslie's got the Armstrong spirit inside her, and... Well, it's undoubtedly more than I have.
What a touching speech. But it's far too late for that.
What do you mean?
Oh, we knew all about your little stunt with the transmitter call. We gave your daughter that transmitter in the first place, after all. But it's too late. The Eclipse is already Esho-bound, and the Starstrider crew is dead. Your daughter is gone.
No.
I must say, Edgar, your little heart-to-heart with Leslie was wonderfully revealing. Who knew that the hearts would go so far as to harbour fugitives from the law? But don't worry. We'll be paying them a visit. Nothing like a nice, neat ending, is there?
Wait. Please.
Yes?
Let me talk to my wife, just to let her know. Please. She has nothing to do with this.
Oh, I don't think so, Edgar. I don't think you'll be speaking to anyone. for a very long time.